Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is an age-old controversy. Peru's government claims a local farmer is 124 years old and should hold the title of world's oldest man over a 111-year-old English citizen who Guinness World Records bestowed the title to less than a week ago. Peruvian officials revealed that Marcelino Tolentino reportedly celebrated his 124th birthday. Why are you laughing? On April 5th.
I'm just wondering what celebrated meant.
Claiming the farmer was born in the year 1900, according to the UK Mirror. Tolentino was discovered in a tiny village in 2019, was granted a passport, a government-issued ID card, and a pension. Peru also revealed the supposed secret to how the centenarian keeps on moving. His diet consists of fruits and lamb meat.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing artificial down there.
And he enjoyed...
except for his age.
Wow!
124?
You're not buying what he's selling.
No.
I'm going to look up oldest person that ever lived.
Also, how do you get to 124 without people realizing you're 120?
So wait a minute. There's a discrepancy, right? We have one guy who says 124, and the other one is what?
Where's 111.
Yeah.
Well, that was only...
111 guy lives in England.
Only one way to solve that, of course, is... cage match.
I agree.
To the death. I mean, what have they got to lose?
You're my boy, Blue.
To the death. They're already almost there.
To the death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oldest person ever known to have lived was Jean Calment of France, who lived to the age of 122 and 164 days.
And his diet was butter and cigarettes.
That's right.
That was a woman.
Oh, sorry.
The oldest verified man was Juramon Kimura of Japan, who lived to 116.
Well, I always love those interviews, you know, some ladies turning 104 years old. We asked her secret to living so long.
Whiskey and cigarettes.
In this one interview, this lady goes, "I drink 4 Dr. Peppers a day." It's like, really? That's your secret? Okay, all right.
And corn dogs.
I'll have a Dr. Pepper, please.
She started drinking Dr. Pepper when it was still considered medicinal.
She invented Dr. Pepper.
That's the name.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. Okay, it says here, Tolentino, if it is confirmed that he is actually 124, would dethrone the current record holder. See, this doesn't make any sense. John Tenniswood from England, who earned the title after the death of 114-year-old Juan Perez.
This is killing
me. Who cares?
Look at this. I'm sorry. Little inside baseball here, though. But Scott and I, 100 years ago, both worked for the same guy. He's listening right now, Bob Schulte. And people used to give Bob so much trouble because he would come in the morning and he would open up the paper and essentially start reading it, which is essentially what you're doing right now.
I read the news, Marty. That's what I do for a living.
But when it comes to taking the throne for the world's oldest man, don't we need some sort of documented birth record? I know records get lost, and you're 178 years old. Just ask him.
What do you mean? How do they get lost?
I don't know what happened 124 years ago.
Well, I'm sure they kept records.
I know. So I feel like if you're going to get that Guinness Book of World Records, which, by the way, it's not like it's something you can hold on to because you're dead, you need to have a birth certificate that we can go back and reference. I need something that says I was born in 1900.
Yeah, but in some of these, I just read another story about these guys. And in some of these places, in these rural provinces in China or whatever, I mean, those records are not exactly, you know, there's a lot of, the veracity is a little hard to.
I'm sorry, you don't
qualify.
Then
you don't count. That's right. Then you don't count. You
guys
want,
are harsh. It's Friday.
You want me to take your word that you're 124 years old? Nobody lives to be 120.
Well, it's like the lady who claimed
want to.
It's like the lady who claimed her chihuahua was 38 years old. Yeah, right. No chihuahua's ever lived to be 38 years old.
No dog has lived to be 38 years old. I mean, my dog is 14 and she's hanging by a thread.
My dog just died just shy of 20.
Oh,
that's something.
Sorry to hear
that. Hey, I'm sorry.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Are you
well, not
kidding?
Just died. I mean, it was about 4 months ago, but 5 months ago, I guess. Yeah, dachshund, long-haired dachshund, miniature dachshund.
Lived to be these, 20 years old?
These dogs are so pampered, it's not even funny. So, you know, the best medical care, the best food, the best everything, and a lot of love.
Did you give them the farmer's dog diet?
No, but every other kind of expensive everything and all the food that's still sitting in the basement that never got used.
Did you have to put the dog down?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Did you stay with him or her?
Oh, yes.
See, some people won't, and I know, I know that Stella is not going to see the end of 2024, right. and it breaks my heart. This dog has seen me at my best and has seen me at my worst, and I have vowed that when it's time to put her down, I will not leave her side. I will stay with her as she takes her last breath, and it's going to crush me.
Oh, it's the worst, but you do. You owe it to the dog. I mean, it's some people are, hey, a dog's a dog, but
I'm with you.
That emotional bond. And speaking of which, you know, if you really think that way about pets, be around a pet or hear stories about someone who's around a pet when they have a terminal illness or a really serious illness. The behavior of these pets, dogs in particular, becomes – it's something remarkable. I mean, they know
when you're suffering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are there to alleviate it. It's in their DNA. It's written over the eons.
The age old theory that they can smell cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they can feel your pain. Right. And so, yes, Texter, Stella has been with me during all of my marriages. even the one that didn't last very long.
Wow. How do your knees feel?
Broken.
But you need like the marriage bad relationship detector dog. Screw the illness detector dog. It's like a bomb sniffing dog.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Scott. Okay, Stella, I won't.
If that head tilts, you run away.
No, but so I have a friend in my neighborhood, and somebody says, "What's up with Stella?" Well, she's 14, and she's a big dog. She's a black lab, and she's 14. She's just getting old. And you know, my oldest daughter was over this morning. We do Pancake Friday every Friday, and she's like, "Man, Stella's looking rough." And I said, "I know, sweetheart. And you know, we've had this dog since she was 9 or 8, and I said time is running out, and you just need to start preparing yourself for that." And I said, but she's had a good life. And, you know, she's been with you. She's been with me. But we had a friend. I have a friend in my neighborhood. They had a guy come over. Their dog died, Spike. And they had the dog put down in their home.
We've done that, too, with another one.
I don't know that I could do that.
Yeah, we had this woman come over. And, I mean, she was supposed to be, I guess, an expert in all this stuff. And, I don't know. She laid it on a little heavy for us. Like, okay, and so now I think he's ready to cross the rainbow bridge.
Okay, get out of my house.
Are you sure you're ready? He's like, do it. Just get it over with.
She's just like tapping the needle.
Know that it
tapping
will be,
the needle.
Know
Sam.
That it will be better with the unicorns in doggy land or whatever the hell. It's like, God, get out of my house.
Oh my gosh. But,
yeah.
So you had a dog put down in your home?
Yes.
So when you go by that part of the house where the dog was last?
Tore that part of the house clean off the house about three years ago.
And that's why I wouldn't
that
do
helps.
It.
That helps.
That's why I couldn't do it.
Yep.
Because, you know, like, let's say we did it in the living room or in the kitchen or whatever.
I'm just thinking about what if somebody just heard... just turned the radio
on the island next to the stove.
Right next to the microwave.
Let's say we did.
Doggy's done.
Doggy's done. Get out.
Let's say we did it in the living room. I mean, it's Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.